Ports derive their strength primarily from their geographical position. Those in the North Adriatic, Trieste, Monfalcone, Kopa and Rijeka, are all well placed to serve their hinterland of Northern Italy, South Germany, Austria, Slovenia and Croatia, and Southern, Central and Eastern Europe, including Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovakia and the Ukraine. In doing so, they can draw in the maritime trade running through the Mediterranean, particularly coming through the Suez Canal from Asia and the Far East, as well as trade direct from countries in the Southeast Mediterranean. The geographical proximity of all three ports means that there is great potential for a cooperative approach to their development. Competition between ports should not lead to a duplication of investment, which will hinder effective development of the region as a whole. Furthermore, the North Adriatic region has a skilled workforce which can compete effectively with that of other regions in Western and Central Europe. Despite its potential for development, however, the North Adriatic region suffers from a number of major weaknesses, which have a particular impact on the region's ports. Some are inherent in its geographical situation and must influence the strategy adopted for the development of the region's transport system, while others are soluble. Among the inherent disadvantages is the barrier created by the Alps, which restricts the ability of the region to compete with the northern European ports in supplying central areas of the European Union. While the Alps cannot be levelled, there certainly is room for improvement in the transalpine transport systems, particularly as regards rail connections. Without improvements, the region will, like the ports in northwestern Italy, continue to experience problems in competing with northern Europe for trade with its natural hinterland in southern Germany and Austria. The competitiveness of the region's ports has been restricted by relatively poor transport infrastructure, both road and rail, while there is no opportunity, as in the case of the North Sea ports, to use inland waterway links. In recent years, a good deal of effort has been put into strengthening the road network, particularly in Italy and Slovenia. Plans are now also advancing for better links between Rijeka and the hinterland, linking up to the main Trans-Balkan highway at Zagreb. Links through to Hungary and beyond still need further work, however. The situation is much less satisfactory as regards the rail network, where all three ports are principally dependent on lines which were laid down in the 1890s and have only seen limited improvements since then. This is all the more of a problem as inside the Union we are now once again beginning to see some growth in rail freight transport, which was 10% up in 1997, following the drastic decline since the 1960s. With growing political pressures to move traffic off the roads, or at least to ensure that traffic growth occurs mainly on rail, the region risks losing out to others where the rail connections are already being improved. Obvious examples are in Belgium and the Netherlands. Development in the region has always suffered from the existence of the current borders. This has inevitably led to a policy of separate development for each of the three port areas, with partial duplication of facilities, and hence investments which are, at least in the short run, uneconomic. The long-term economic health of the region as a whole would certainly be improved by the implementation of a common strategy on port and transport system development. Such a cooperative strategy also needs to address one key question: whether the differing degrees of geographical proximity of the three ports should be reflected in differing degrees of cross-border cooperation. The answer to this question is, of course, complicated by the growing disparity in the relationship of the two transition countries in question with the European Union.